Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you all the glory, all the power that is due to your name. Father, thank you for giving us this opportunity again to gather as a family of restoration of the tent of David, to come and humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, that we may seek for grace and mercy for the time of need. This day, O God, we lay our burdens, we lay our shortcomings, we lay our weaknesses before you, Jehovah God, as we repent of all of our sins and iniquities and transgression, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, where we have not done according to your will. We repent and we reconcile our ways unto you, God. Purge us away from anything that doesn't look like you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we sprinkle our heart with the blood of Jesus, we sprinkle the altar with the blood of Jesus, we sprinkle the service, the instrument of worship, the air, everything we sprinkle by the blood. By the authority of the blood, we decree the glory of God. By the authority of the blood, we decree the liberty of the Spirit. By the authority of the blood, we decree the reign of Christ. We decree the kingdom of our God to come upon this service as we gather on Mount Zion, as we gather in the mountain of hope, the mountain of deliverance, as we come to the house of our Father. Let there be shouts of grace, let there be shouts of deliverance, let there be shout of the mighty things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we humble ourselves as a nation, as a people, as a church of Jehovah. Have mercy on us tonight in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on us, Almighty God. May you look unto us, O God, with the eyes of mercy. Look unto us with the eyes of mercy. Remember that we are hardened vessel. We are weak vessel, O God. And without you, we can do nothing, O God. Without your help, we can do nothing. Without your spirit, we can do nothing. Without your grace, we can do nothing. And for this reason, we humble ourselves before you, Jehovah. May you baptize us afresh this day. May you infill us afresh this day. May you empower us to do mighty works, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we sanctify the altar with the blood of Jesus, we decree upon this place, that let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That, Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory. Thank you for this opportunity, O God. Thank you for those that are connecting by faith, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender our all to you, that the mighty one of Zion, may you visit us tonight, as we worship you, as we declare of your praises. Oh, mighty God, may your spirit reign in our midst without measure. Let your power fall. We conquer every works of the devil. We bind every strong man. We bind every spirit of chaos. We bind every spirit of disruption in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of sicknesses and infirmity. We bind you tonight in the name of Jesus, as we decree liberty to the people of God. We decree salvation to the people of God. We release healing. We release the prophetic, the apostolic upon this place. Oh, payanta rapa ba 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 ba. Yipetele benetanta raba ba boyante. Repa pa payanta raba hante lepetele bina hanto. Ipa bayan. We arrest every powers of iniquity. We arrest every powers of darkness. We bind every strong man, every spirit that exalt itself above the knowledge of Jesus, we bring them down in the name of Jesus. I rebuke chaos, I rebuke targets, I destroy every plan, every agenda of the evil one to kill, to steal, to destroy. We scatter by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. We paralyze every wicked plan of the enemy against our families, against our nation, against the church, against the children of God. I rebuke confusion, I rebuke death, I rebuke infirmities, I rebuke road accidents in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke cancers, I rebuke diabetes in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke every works of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. As I release help from above, let the heavens be open, almighty God. Let angels ascend and descend upon this place in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we welcome you, for you inhabit the praises of your people. We welcome your help, O God. We welcome your strength. We welcome your wisdom as we worship you. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. It's the book of Psalms, chapter 18. I'll begin reading from verse 1. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompass me. The torrents of destructions assail me. The cords of Sheol entangle me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today I want to speak something very simple but very, very important. Who is your number one call when you are in danger? Hallelujah. Who is your number one call on your list when you are going through a difficult situation? Praise the Lord. Because the first person you call when you are in danger, it means there is trust, there is value that you have. Hallelujah. You believe in that person, that that person can come to your rescue, that that person can appear when you need him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He can defend you. Even when you go through difficult times, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The psalmist is reminding himself, who is that number one priority? The number one priority that stand to be your strength. The number one priority that stand to be your rock, to be your refuge, to be your shield. Then he say again, the Lord is my rock. Hallelujah. The Lord is my rock, the rock of my salvation. Praise the Lord. Do you know, the person who wrote this psalm is somebody who has been anchored. Actually, this psalm was written by David. Has been anchored on his belief in God. Hallelujah. It is the same David that said, I looked unto the hills. Where does my help cometh from? Then he said, my help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Sometimes a lot of people waste time and energy and resources because they haven't sought God from the word go. Praise the Lord. They haven't sought God. When they go through difficult times, when they go through sickness, when they go through trials, God is the last person they will seek for. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've had circumstances where You will hear when somebody is sick or somebody is going through, hallelujah, people will ask money for the hospital before they ask for prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They will ask money for the hospital before they ask even, man of God, pray for me. I am not doing well. My child is not doing well. Stand with me in prayer. Stand with me in prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They will not even think about that. They will not even think about putting God first. They will not even think about seeking the will of God to know why is this happening to you. Hallelujah. To know why you are going through what you are going through. Praise the Lord. It might be the will of God. Hallelujah. For you to go through what you are going through. Hallelujah. It might be an attack that needs a spiritual solution. But you haven't sought God. You haven't sought God. Many people forget until their condition worsens. Until human effort can do nothing, until physicians can do nothing, until they are at the point of death, is when they look where God can be found. And sometimes it can be too late. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It can be too late. Hallelujah. It reminds me of the woman with the issue of the blood. Hallelujah. Her condition had stayed for years. The Bible says she went from one physician to another. She went from one place to another. Hallelujah. Until a time came when she heard that the Lord was passing by. And her faith rose up. And she said, only if I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She sought God where the Lord was. Hallelujah. And you don't need to wait for 5 years. You don't need to wait for 10 years. You don't need to wait for 15 years. Hallelujah. The time is now to call upon the Lord. I love you, Lord. My strength, the Lord, my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. In whom I take refuge. Hallelujah. When the enemy come against you, when powers of darkness come against you, when challenges rise against you, where do you run? Do you have a solid relationship with God? Glory be to God. Do you have a solid relationship with God that the Lord becomes your refuge? The Lord becomes your running place. Hallelujah. The Lord becomes your hiding place. That you have a place that you know for sure that when you arrive there, no hill motive of darkness, no arrow of death can penetrate. Hallelujah. Because God Almighty is more than able to shield you. He's more than able to strengthen you, to empower you. The Bible said the Lord, hallelujah, is the horn of my salvation. Do you know the horn is symbolic of power? When the Lord becomes the horn of your salvation, hallelujah, he will empower you. He will mantle you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. By the sword of the Spirit, he will mantle you by the equipment that you need to fight against the enemy. Hallelujah. And come out victorious, because the Lord is the horn of your salvation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he's not only the horn, is my stronghold. Do you know when the Lord becomes your stronghold? Hallelujah. When you are there, you don't fear anything. When you are there, you don't fear any darkness. When you are there, you don't fear. Even when the enemy, they come in their thousand, you will not fear. When you go through the shadow of the valley of death, you will not fear. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No matter how many agents of darkness rise against you, you will not fear. No matter the circumstance that you may be going through, you will not fear. Hallelujah. Because the Lord, he is your stronghold. In the name of Jesus, And listen to verse 4. This is very important. Because of death encompass me, the torrents of destruction assail me, the cords of steel entangled me, the snares of death confronted me. This is a very terrible situation. You might be the one going through circumstances where even the people around you might have given up on you. Doctors might have given up on you. Hallelujah. They might have thought that this guy, we give him maybe 2 months to live. We give him 3 months to live. Hallelujah. Your children might be giving up on you. They might be waiting for you because the snares of death has confronted you. The cords of Sheol has entangled you. This is somebody that is passing through a near-death experience. A near-death experience. Near-death experience. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know when death arrives, you can see it. You can see it. Hallelujah. When death fall, you know death is a spirit. Hallelujah. Death is a spirit. There are people that the spirit of death is already at work in them. They are still walking, but that spirit has already engulfed them. There's no more life. There's no more joy. There's no more smile. Hallelujah. There's no energy to continue. Hallelujah. The diagnoses have come out bad. They have said, oh, you are in stage 4 of your cancer. You are in stage 5. All manner of things are against you. All manner of things are negative concerning you. Hallelujah. But it is never too late to call upon the Lord. If the Lord is your refuge, if the Lord is your strength, if the Lord is your stronghold, if the Lord is your deliverer, it doesn't matter your circumstances. It doesn't matter how long you have been in that sick bed. It doesn't matter how long you have been in that wheelchair. It is not too late to call upon the Lord. It is not too late to seek for the answer of the Father. It's not too late. It's not too late. It is your faith that will deliver you. It is your faith. It is your faith that will deliver you. There are people that encountered road accident and doctors say they will never walk, but they are now walking. Hallelujah. Because of faith. Hallelujah. Doctors said one thing, this one will not survive, but you survived by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you have made the Lord your refuge. The Lord is your fortress. The Lord is your rock. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord is the horn of your salvation. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. Then verse 6 says, in my distress, I call upon the Lord. When you go through stuff, when you go through pain, when you go through betrayal, when you go through rejection, who do you call? Who do you call? Hallelujah. Do you know there are people that when they are frustrated with something, they go to frustrate others too. Hallelujah. Instead of calling upon the Lord, hallelujah. Instead of going before the Lord, the maker of all, the one that is able to deliver, the one that is able to save, they run for man to help. The help that their father can freely give. Just the problem is they can't call on him because they don't trust him. They don't want to rely on him. They don't want to lean on him. They don't want to love on him. They don't want to rely on his salvation. They haven't made him to be their Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Lord is your strength, when the Lord is your rock, when the Lord is your fortress, and when the Lord is your deliverer, when the Lord is your rock, when you go through distress, he will be the first number you will call. Amen. He will be the first person you will remember. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember this sermon very well. Hallelujah. Because many people fail. When the enemies strike, there is chaos. And the devil excels in chaos. Because in chaos, you can't remember to pray. In chaos, you can't remember to come to church. In chaos, you can't remember that you have your pastor's phone number. You can call your pastor to stand with you and pray with you. In that chaos, the devil wants you to dwell in your pain. The devil wants you to dwell in your distress. The devil wants you to dwell in your agony and to trust the hand of man when the hand of God is more than able to set you free, is more than able to protect you, to shield you, to deliver you, to energize you, to empower you, to strengthen you. But you didn't remember to call on him on the day of distress. Sometimes we don't do that because, you know, you can't call somebody you don't have a relationship with. You see, for this man of God to be speaking like this, he's speaking out of relationship. He's speaking out of fellowship. Hallelujah. You can only talk to this level of somebody you are intimate with. Hallelujah. Not just somebody you are calling when you are in danger. Praise the Lord. The people start seeking God when they have problems that doctors can solve. When they have problems that no man can solve, is when they remember to go to church. Hallelujah. When they are well, when they are blessed, they don't go to church. They don't go to the Lord's sanctuary. They don't go to a place where they need to call upon the name of God, where they need to praise God for his salvation, that the Lord may protect them. But when they have a problem that no one else can solve, when they have a problem that money cannot solve, when they have a problem that doctors cannot solve, when they have a problem that friends cannot solve, is when they go to look for God as a last resort. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are many people, they are still debating. They have tried everything. They have gone to India for medication. They have gone to Pakistan. They have gone everywhere. But they have never remembered to call upon the Lord on the day of their distress. Because God was never in the picture. All along, they have grown trusting on their strength. They have gone trusting on their economy. They have grown trusting on their capability, trusting on human wisdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just saw on the past pandemic what happened to our nation here in America. Hallelujah. While in Africa, many churches were opened and people were seeking God for help. They say that people were going to be dropping dead on the street in Africa because they didn't have the best equipment we have. They didn't have the best doctors we have. Hallelujah. So they were expecting the death rate in Africa to be on high. But what happened? Many people in Africa survived. Because they called upon the Lord on the day of their distress. While America and developed countries, they were trying to lock the doors of the church because they didn't see the need of God. They thought they had the best doctors, they had the best facility, they have everything in hand. They didn't see the need of God. But do you know how many people have died? Do you know how many people have died because of that thing? While they put their trust on man, while they put their trust in the hand of man, many died that could have been saved. If we could have remembered that the Lord, to call upon the Lord in our distress, instead of coming to the temple to call upon the Lord, we thought the church is not important. Hallelujah. We thought that Walmart is important, restaurants are important, but the church is not important. The church doesn't need to be opened, yet it is a place where we can call upon the name of God in our distress, and the Lord will answer. When we go through a deadly situation, when we are at the point of death, hallelujah. Do you even like the day, the time of COVID, everybody was living in fear. Even men of God became afraid. They couldn't lay hands on people because they were afraid of getting contaminated. Do you know, at the time of test is when you will know who you believe in. At the time of distress is when you will know who you have a relationship with. At the time of distress is when you will know which system you believe in. Which system? Which system do you believe in? His servant David says, in my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. I cried. Hallelujah. I cried. This is a king talking. He didn't call the soldiers. Hallelujah. He called upon the Lord, my God. It means somebody you have a relationship with. Hallelujah. My God, I cried for help. And where did he cry for help from? From his temple. Hallelujah. This is a sick person at the point of death. This is somebody whose life is in danger, but he remembered to go to church. Hallelujah. Some of you just wake up in the morning with a mild headache and you give yourself a reason of not going to church. Hallelujah. You can carry yourself to go to the hospital, stay in the hospital for days, come out. Hallelujah. But when you are sick, you think that you can't come to church, you can't come to the temple to call upon the Lord, even when you are not feeling well. The church is for the sick people. Hallelujah. Demonstrate your faith. Hallelujah. The people that they will give all manner of excuses of not seeking help from God. In the Bible, we saw people that were carried in stretchers. They even opened the roof. They couldn't walk. They were paralyzed. They opened the roof and lowered them where Jesus was. They sought for healing where healing was. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can't be in your comfort zone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're expecting God to act. Hallelujah. The same way they carried you to the hospital, they can carry you to church. If you believe in God, if you believe in his power, if you believe in his salvation, if you believe that the Lord is your refuge, he's your strong tower, he's your strength, he's everything that you need, he's your rock, he's the horn of your salvation, you better somebody to carry you and go to the house of God. Better they put you in the wheelchair and bring you to the house of God. Faith will provoke something within you. Faith will provoke your belief system. Hallelujah. Faith will provoke your belief system. What you believe works. If you believe that God works, hallelujah, believe in his system. Come where he can be found. Come at the place where people are seeking the face of God. Do you know when the life of David was in danger? Do you know the place where he ran to? He ran to Prophet Samuel, where Samuel was praying with the rest of the sons of the prophet. He ran to the altar of prayer. He ran to the altar of a prophetic altar. He ran to the altar of priesthood when his life was in danger. When the king of a nation was out to destroy his destiny, to destroy his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David ran to the temple. He ran to the house of God. He ran to the house of deliverance. He ran to the house of salvation. He ran to the Lord, his rock, his refuge. And indeed, while he was there, he became immutable. He became untouchable. Hallelujah. And Saul sent men. And the moment they reached there, the Bible said the men that Saul sent, they found themselves prophesying until they forgot the business that took them there, because the environment was charged. Ha la 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 la. Zeke payanta mukulie telebeneta la batala baba baba. Do you know, some of you, what you need to do is to change your environment. You have been on a sick environment too long, until everything around you is negative, until everything around you is speaking things that are negative. You need to come to an environment where the presence of God is charged. We need to come to an environment where the angels of God are ascending and descending. You need to come to an environment of the glory of God, of the environment where the word of God is going forth with power and authority. You need to come to an environment where people are praising God, lifting God, worshiping God. I tell you, the moment you are in that environment, your spirit will be edified. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That weight of sickness will be gone. That weight of infirmity will be gone. That yoke within your shoulder will be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. By the moment you get out of the church, you realize the headache is gone. The pain is gone. How it went, you don't know. You just happened to be where Jesus was. You just happened to be where the Lord inhabited the praises of his people. You are in the right place because you put your trust in the Lord. You had the Holy Communion. You had the body of Christ, and you have been made well. Do you know it is powerful to be in the church and partake of the Holy Communion, because that is the blood of the covenant. So even if somebody wanted to kill you by witchcraft, and you have taken the blood of the covenant, the highest blood ever, how can witchcraft power kill you? How can blood of goats kill you? When you came to the house of God and you drank the blood of the Lamb of God, you hate of his body. You are not permitted to be sick. You are not permitted to be down. You are not permitted to be laughed at. In the mighty name of Jesus. David is teaching us, in my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice. From his temple. Hallelujah. From his temple he heard my voice. Hallelujah. So there are places where God can hear you quickly. When you are in a proper alignment, hallelujah, God will hear you quickly. He will answer you quickly. Hallelujah. That's why don't, hallelujah, you know, take seriously services like this. Services where we seek God for healing, for salvation, for direction, for empowerment. Take these services very, very seriously, because this time, this hour that we have dedicated, hallelujah, to the living God, there are angels that come to heal people. There are angels that come to strengthen people. There are angels that come to deliver people. There are angels that come to save people. So when we gather as a church to seek the face of God, when we gather as a church to call upon him on the days of our distress, the Lord will hear us from his temple. He will hear us in the mighty name of Jesus. He will hear us from his temple, and he will deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you can stand on your feet, I want us to call unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You might be the one believing God for something. You might be the one believing God for a touch tonight. Hallelujah. I want us to join by faith, by the corporate faith, by the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If indeed God is your refuge, if indeed God is your rock, if indeed God is the horn of your salvation, hallelujah, do not be ashamed of him tonight. Do not be ashamed of him wherever you are. Hallelujah. Is the Lord but answered by fire? Is the Lord that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly than what we are asked of, in the mighty name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Because he will hear us from the temple. He will hear the cry of our prayer, the cry of our distress, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, tonight we lift up our voices to you. Oh, makanta riba bababosha repete seberina onto zomanande zepetele bente mene kendem ita sabarete sibarani hakaba hanta lipa banu onto zare perede mande. Those that are connecting by faith, going through distress, almighty God, as they call upon your name, as they call upon you, Jesus, as they are connecting by faith, as they are connecting by your temple, as they are connecting by priesthood, may they be protected. May they be delivered from the teeth of the lions. May they be delivered from dark altars. May they be delivered from the hand of the enemy. Yeke parite seperina, o paranta zeketeria. Any power that want to kill them, any power but want to destroy their destiny, let that power be arrested. Let that power be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. For they have run to the Lord, they have called upon the name of the Lord, and those that shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And Father, we call unto your name tonight. May we be saved from all the powers of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. As we call upon your name, let the sick be healed, let the blind see, let the dead come to life in the mighty name of Jesus. Let infirmities be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let yokes be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree healing unto your people. I decree salvation unto your people. I decree deliverance unto your people in the mighty name of Jesus. As they call upon your name, as they look unto you, Lord, may you hear from heaven. May you hear the cry of their distress. May you hear them, oh God, from heaven. May you answer. May you answer speedily. Ye paranta makuriere bayantania. Answer them speedily. Save them speedily. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hear the cry of the orphan. Hear the cry of the widow. Hear the cry of the jobless. Hear the cry of your children. Hear the cry of the sick. May you hear them and may you answer. May you touch them. May you heal them. May you heal them. May you touch them. Those that are paralyzed, let life come upon them. Those that have tumor, I command that tumor be gone. I command that cancer be gone. I command ulcers be gone. In the mighty name of Jesus, diabetes be gone. Back pain be gone. In the mighty name of Jesus, for there is power in the name of Jesus, and I decree salvation in that name. I decree healing in that name. I decree protection in that name. Be protected, be shielded in the name of Jesus. I decree you shall fulfill the days of your life. Your life will not be cut short. You will live to be free. Fruitful. You will produce, even in old age, you will be a blessing to your generation in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know that you have heard us. You have heard the cry of our distress in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor, mighty Jesus. Just give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. May you thank the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for healing us. We thank you for delivering us, O God. We thank you for exalting our own, for you are the own of our salvation. We thank you for putting a shield around us. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Almighty Father. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe.